Hi, my name is Darren Joseph from HEJ Tax. We're the team that seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of cross-border taxation. And today we have the honor and the privilege of having a conversation with Jonathan Brooks. Jonathan, would you please introduce yourself?
Thanks, Darren. That's very kind. My name's Jonathan Brooks. I'm a financial advisor with Hoxton Capital Management. And at Hoxton Capital, we've got regulated offices in different jurisdictions across the world, including the US, of course, the UK, throughout Europe, and the Middle East as well.
Okay, fantastic. How would you recommend someone treat their US retirement accounts when moving back to the UK from the US?
Depending on outlook, timeline, age, and horizon, there's no reason why they should treat them any differently to any other retirement accounts. What they might like to consider is where they're ultimately going to be spending this money. Where's their cost base going to be when they're drawing it down? And with that in mind, do they need to think about the currency of the underlying assets? You might not be able to re-label the currency of the actual 401k or the IRA or the rollover, but certainly you could look at, if it was the UK, for example, and the pound was more relevant to you, you could look at UK-based companies to give a natural hedging to that. And just make sure that you are not, what we would say, throwing out the baby with the bathwater. There's no reason to suddenly cancel everything just because you've left, because they can remain in a tax advantaged position. They can take them and draw them in retirement when they come into the UK and take advantage of the dual tax agreement between the two countries.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the advantage that the UK has with the UK-US relationship. If they're moving to a jurisdiction like Dubai or to Singapore, where there's not a tax treaty, it will probably be a different strategy from if you're moving to the UK, where you do have that advantage with a double tax treaty in place. That's a good point that you raised. Jonathan, thank you very much for sharing so much of your insight. Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
They can find us on hoxandcapital.com or look for Jonathan Brooks on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you very much.